At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amsden. And this is Reister or Wrong, the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. So today, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Magazine cover, it is drawing the ire of some people. Some people love it, some people hate it. But if I'm Sports Illustrated, the most important thing I care about is that people are talking about it. We have the NBA draft lottery. To me, this feels like Greg Oden versus Kevin Durant, and we'll explain why. And today, our top five international players of all time and the NFL playoff predictions now that we have the schedule, because I know everybody thinks that, oh, it's going to look the same as last year. Here come the Bengals. Wrong. Missing the playoffs. But anyways, where we will start today is the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. This has drawn the ire of, what's his name, Ralph?
Jordan Peterson.
Yes, the guy that you've heard on Instagram talking over your reels. Life's not a vacation. It's not Jamaica and paradise. And it's the little things that you do every day. So that clip has gone viral.
And okay, so I need you to be honest. Do you know anything about Jordan Peterson?
Absolutely not, aside from that.
My personal theory is that if you do not know who Jordan Peterson is and you live a public life, have a public profile, if you do not know who Jordan Peterson is, your life is probably better than if you do know who he is.
Why?
Because the people who are influenced by Jordan Peterson, and he does have an extremely large influence, especially amongst men, tend to be people who need that type of affirmation and push to basically be like, hey, it's okay to be you, white guy,
yeah,
in the world. It's okay to be you. Or like, hey, those urges that you have to build and create and be good at business and run your family and find a mate, all those things are natural and you should pursue those and you have nothing to apologize for. Like, if you need to hear those things because some outside source hasn't given you the confidence, or something has happened to where you're so open to society's changing ideas that you feel oppressed in some way, so you need Jordan Peterson to pour into your life, my guess is if you don't know who he is or you don't need him, you're probably better off. And if you're hyper aware of him and you hate his guts, you're probably pretty miserable anytime his name comes up. So my whole theory on Jordan Peterson is the less you know about him, the better off you probably are, the more well-adjusted or just generally more happy or less online.
Okay, so so does that count if I knew a lot about Kevin Samuels? Is he like the white people's version of Kevin Samuels?
I tell you, you're probably, it maybe goes to the same thing of like, you're probably better off financially if you've never had to hear about Dave Ramsey.
Oh my God, dude, you have
never heard his name.
You hate Dave Ramsey, bro.
I don't hate Dave Ramsey. I don't hate Dave Ramsey. I just genuinely believe that, like, there's a lot of people in my life who needed his services, but maybe didn't need his personality mixed in. There's just a lot of people who don't have what other people might call basic common sense, but weren't given the tools that maybe they needed to be fruitful and successful in certain areas. So they need somebody to come in who's an ideologue and who's kind of forceful and driven in a certain area that could improve their life. What you have to be able to do is take in information from outside sources without inheriting that personality. Like, you can't be so without footing that anytime you're following in somebody's footsteps, you become them.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's always been my... So when I look at somebody like... anybody who's supposed to be like a lifestyle guru of any kind, and then you look at people who just need somebody to follow, people need to look to people who think they look like they know what they're doing.
Okay.
We need that, right?
Yeah,
so that's my whole thing. But Jordan Peterson specifically is like, yeah, I consider myself academic and a thinker, but I don't believe in all this stuff the world is pushing, all this progressivism, all this yada, yada, yada. I want to feel okay to be me, a man in the world. So there's like a big Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson crossover.
Yeah, so I've seen his clips. Like, I've seen him. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know all of that stuff about him. Now, he got in trouble and actually is leaving Twitter because this tweet didn't go over well. So the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover came out. And your cover people are, who is that? Maya Musk, the older lady. She's well over 60. Yumi Nu, who is a plus size lady. I don't know if she's a model or whatever. Sierra, Russell Wilson's wife, and Kim Kardashian. These are the cover models. And so he tweeted out the picture of Yumi Nu. And he says, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that. And Yumi's a plus-size woman. But here's the thing that I thought about it, just to be perfectly honest. I do believe as a culture that we are, that the fat shaming and the... And the quote unquote tolerance or whatever that you want to call it has gone overboard to where we are endorsing unhealthy lifestyles, right? That I think that there's a difference in saying, oh my God, you're so fat, and saying, listen, we just want you to be at a healthy weight. So, or something that way, if your cholesterol is up or your high blood pressure or all of this stuff, because sometimes skinny people have these same problems. So I look at it more as a health issue than anything else. And also the fact that this dude had the audacity to say, because this woman's she's plus size, but she's not, she would not be, I don't can look at that picture and be like, oh my God, that's an obese woman. Like, she needs to be on 600 pound life or something. I look at that and say, oh my God, I know a lot of dudes who like that. Like that, like, because if I guarantee you, anybody who's ever been on Pornhub or any other site, that there is plenty of action for plus size women. So how are you going to act like that this ain't beautiful to somebody? It may not be to you. And that's what I've had to learn in my life is that, listen, everything ain't for me. So I don't need to try to shame her in the situation. Listen, if that's how she want to live and look, cool, because somebody like it. And big girls have never had a problem getting men. I tell you that much.
I'm going to let you stand on your own with everything you just said.
I'm fine with that.
But I mean, it goes to my larger point of like, can you imagine going and sitting down at Applebee's, right? And they put the menu down in front of you and you open it up and they have all over the menu things under appetizers, things under salads, things under sandwiches, things under steaks. They have it all, right? And it's all categorized, but in every category, as with any menu, one selection gets the photo, the tantalizing photo to try to entice you to pick that thing. And I'm sure there's tons of studies out there that show that because people are visual, they gravitate more toward the things
that's in
their photos of than the words, right?
Yes.
So you're in Applebee's and you open up the sandwich section, right? And they have a BLT listed and they have a grilled chicken sandwich listed. And then it says Reuben, but under Reuben is a photo. Can you imagine getting up in Applebee's, holding your menu up above your head and saying, a Reuben is not delicious and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to make me eat this. Just screaming it out into the restaurant.
And you're like, okay, like, buddy, then don't cares? Order a Reuben. Okay.
Yeah, so, no, they're just trying to show you a picture of what a Reuben looks like. Because some people like
Reubens.
Some people like Reubens. Like, I don't understand why.
And some people like Maya Musk. I think that's her name. The older lady. There's a market for that. Somebody likes Sierra. Somebody likes Kim Kardashian. Some people don't. Because the reality is that one of the things that has been propagated against women a lot is that just and just people in general, that a healthy lifestyle looks one way. Well, everybody's not built the same. Like, I'm not like it doesn't matter what I do. I can eat right, work out every day. I'm not getting under 200 pounds. I'm not getting under 225. It ain't happening. If I do, I'm emaciated. Like, it's literally impossible. But for somebody else, but for freaking Chet Holmgren, who's 7'1", 195, you know, he got a different lifestyle. And that's okay. And because you know, Kim Kardashian has had multiple plastic surgeries and alterations, and she has so many, you know, like skincare routines and all of this stuff. Like, I saw a picture of Tom Brady from when he first got drafted to now. And they were like, you're not ugly. You're just poor. And the amount of change in Tom Brady, like chiseled face, he looked like a dope. And it's the truth. Like, when you have a skincare army, you have doctors, you have all of this stuff, you can present yourself a certain way, but that doesn't mean that you are eating well, that you're healthy, that you're going to, like those same women that Kevin Samuels was talking about. Oh, you big women. This fool had a heart attack because he was not healthy. So while you're pointing a finger at somebody else, just realize somebody else likes it. But I do, at the same time, promote a healthy lifestyle.
Well, and here's the thing, man. Like, why do we think that everything is for us? Why do we think, like, why do we think that way? The Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, the fact that a debate happens every single year over whether or not we should find the person on the cover attractive or not is very weird, because I feel like one of the earliest things that we learn in life is there's no accounting for taste. And it's reinforced every single day. Every single day. And beyond that, George, are you trying to buy a bikini?
No, absolutely not.
Neither am I.
Why not?
I Okay. You know what? I'm going to take that criticism to heart, and I'm going to hit the treadmill after the show.
That's not what I was saying. That is not what I was saying. I was just making a joke. Like, why aren't you trying to buy a bikini? Like, why am I not trying?
I got you. Whew. Let me just get my emotions in check here. I'm not going to cry on camera.
And you know what the funny part about that is? Is that if you had said that to me, I might have thought the exact same thing. And the funny part about it is that that's how people see things out in the world. Like, you feel like that it was about you in one place, when I was just like, seeing Ralph in a bikini would be hilarious. Like, that was the first thing that came in my mind.
But like, my whole thing is like, my whole life when I've seen the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, I'm like, okay, well, this is less about sports than the rest of the magazines that came in the mail.
Yes.
Right? Like, I get it. It's supposed to like appeal to carnal desires and whatnot. Like, I get that. But like, at the same time, I think they're trying to sell swimsuits, and I think this magazine is as much for women as it is
for
men.
For sure.
But like, the idea that like, no, this is like the Grammy for best album, or this is like the Oscar. They're finding the world's most, this is the People's Magazine Sexiest Man Alive. They're finding the definitive best looking woman in the history of the world, at least in this time period, and the best looking bikini, and they're pairing them up for the best photo of the year. I've never looked at it that way. And I've never looked at it as like something that was for me. And so I'm watching all these arguments online.
Oh, no, it's definitely
online
for me, okay.
But I'm watching all these arguments online and be like, that is attractive. That's not attractive. How do we still have debates about what people do or don't like? You know how I feel about pineapples. I think the world would be better off without them. But I'm not telling you not to eat them.
You could not be any more wrong.
And what I would say to you in the instance of you telling me that I'm wrong about pineapples is, okay, go ahead and eat them, and please eat them all.
Okay, speaking of pineapples though, which pineapple are you taking, Ralph?
Are you
Kim Kardashian, the Sierra, the Maya, or the Yumi?
Oh man. Okay. I know that we were going this direction, but I've had a 20-year crush on Sierra. I don't know what you want from me.
Okay. Okay. All right. I must admit, I initially was going to go Sierra, right? Like, Sierra was like, I was targeted and bullseyed into Sierra. But unfortunately, I had to go with Maya Musk. Nah, I'm joking. It is something kind of hot about Kim Kardashian, like, the last, like, 2 years. Like, she's transformed. Like, now that she's, like, passing the bar, she is, you know, she's embracing her motherhood. It seems like fame, even though it's very important to her lifestyle, it feels like less important. I don't know. She seems more feminine and motherly than she used to, and those things are kind of attractive to me.
I notice you keep looking away from the camera because you guys share a zip code, and that's why I'd be super uncomfortable right now. Like, I'm not out here trying to talk about
our kids go to the same school.
Yeah, no.
I didn't even think about that before I just said this. Damn.
Attractive is attractive. I am happily married. All my attention and affection goes in one direction. But
you are not blind.
And 1-2 Step came out before I was married. So
yeah,
that just like doesn't change.
Yeah,
that doesn't change. Like, I Know What You Did Last Summer. The new guy came out. I'm always gonna have a soft spot for Jennifer Love Hewitt, Elijah Dushku, and Sierra. Like, that's. Who I was at 18 through 20 years old doesn't go away.
Yes, correct.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, speaking of 18 to 22-year-olds, the NBA draft is coming up. And yesterday, we had the NBA draft lottery. And this is where all the tanking used to be rewarded. And now I guess it was semi-rewarded because the worst teams have the best odds to get the best players or the best potential players in the draft. Now, you had Orlando, Oklahoma City, the Rockets. The Pistons have the worst possible, have the best chances to get the number one overall pick. And the Rockets were in pre-lottery position. Well, actually, 1 through 4 have the same amount of chances.
Which is a change they made a couple of years ago, right?
Yes, which I like, right? But, and it held true to form from 14 up to 8. You had Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers who had the sixth best pre-draft position. And they clearly tanked. They didn't bring Dame Lillard back. They put Anthony Simmons on the shelf as well. Nurkic got a fever in his foot. Like, they were clearly all out. Like, and every time the young dude started winning, they started screwing up the lineup on purpose. So they were not
traded an all-star guard to New Orleans.
Yes, they were not rewarded for this. And I love it. I love it. And the teams that didn't tank but were just bad, like Orlando, Oklahoma City, and the Houston Rockets and the Sacramento Kings, they were higher on the draft board. And I like that. I'm okay with that because I feel like Houston was trying to win. They just were playing with 10-year-olds.
I think I would like to see the lottery go away completely. I would like to see a 8-team tournament for the top pick.
Winner gets top pick or loser gets top pick?
Winner gets top pick. Yeah, that's what I'd like to see. Because you get to the point where somebody having any odds whatsoever in the 13th position, just missing the playoffs, I don't think they should be in that conversation at all. I think
Why not?
I think...
They only have a point. They only have a half of a percent chance. Man, if that comes up, like imagine if the Cleveland Cavaliers got the number one overall pick and they had the opportunity to draft Chet Holmgren Jabari Smith from Auburn or Paolo Banchero. Imagine how that team would ultimately quickly be like, And now we would have another contender. So I'm fine with that. I just don't like the teams that end up having to be middling, because in the NBA, the middling is what creates a problem.
Yeah. It'd also probably be hard to motivate somebody to go out and play to lose their job.
Bingo. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. So
make the coaches or make the owners fist fight.
Dude,
I want to see Dan Gilbert fight somebody for the number one pick.
No, dude, he's sick right now. So, no, that's unfair. All right. So now the question is, who should be the number one overall pick? A lot of people are picking Chet Holmgren. A lot of people picking Paolo Banchero or Jabari Smith, the kid from Auburn. They're all 6'10 or above.
Do you trust Chet Holmgren?
Absolutely.
Because he's clearly the most skilled.
Yes. But Jabari Smith's the best shooter by far.
Jabari Smith is a very good, very good player. But
yes.
Chet Holmgren has the it factor, but he
is a paperweight.
He has the same build as Mikal Bridges, but he's 5 inches taller.
Yeah, he's 7'1", 195 pounds. And, okay, so I look at this the same way that I looked at Kevin Durant coming out. Because, okay, so, and then another player that you can compare him to is like Bo Bol, right?
Yeah.
In Chet Holmgren. They're both 7 feet tall. They're both super skinny. Except for it seems like Chet Holmgren's a better player.
Well, Chet Holmgren got the opportunity to prove it at every level, and there was maybe only one time where he looked outmatched.
Yeah, and I look at this very similar. The knocks on Chet Holmgren are he's too skinny. This is he's going to be pushed around. They're not wrong about that. However, in the draft with Kevin Durant and Greg Oden, I got everywhere talking about it. People were like, oh, it's got to be Oden number one. I was like, absolutely not. Why would you do that? I said, you're looking at a generational talent. They were like, he's so skinny. I said, it doesn't matter. He was grabbing 12 rebounds a game and scoring like 24, 25 points in the Big 12. If he can rebound at that level and has that desire and he's not even been in the weight room, I will be A-okay with that. And he's a good shooter. It's not like he's just like... And I just love the upside on Chet Holmgren. And he's a shot blocker. He's part of positionless basketball. Like, if you put him with the Warriors, Jesus Christ. Like, he would be able to shoot the three, knock it down, and also you can keep him on the floor as a rim protector. I mean, it is, like, the possibilities are wild. And Banchero can shoot the ball, put it on the floor. But aside from Jason Tatum... And going all the way back to Grant Hill, can you name me, because I don't count Kyrie Irving as a Duke player. So can you find me another superstar that was a Duke player?
Not yet. This is me out here holding out hope for Marvin Bagley someday, but not yet, no.
Yeah, so.
They got a couple nice rookies this year, but no superstars.
Yeah, except for Tatum, who's just became a superstar. And Grant Hill. Aside from that, you do have a lot of Shane Battiers in the middle. You have some, you know, some Plumlee brothers, like some guys who are worthy of NBA consideration and worthy to be on rosters.
What sucks though, is when somebody's weakness, like that everybody's screaming about, when everybody's screaming about the same weakness and it ends up actually being the thing that derails their career. I always hate that. Whether it was people talking about Michael Beasley's focus, whether it was people talking about Greg Oden having one leg longer than the other, or, you know, and now people talking about Chet Holmgren's weight. I would really hate that if it just was that simple.
Yeah,
you
but
know, or like people were like, Hasheem Thabeet doesn't play offense. Why would you use the number 2 pick on Hasheem Thabeet? And they were like, because we could teach him offense. And then he never learned.
No, you can't.
He never played.
You can't teach people offense. Like, you cannot.
And I'm looking at Chet Holmgren, and I don't see somebody you can put weight on. So he's just going to have to be who he is. As long as
you can get stronger. You can not put Like, he's going to gain weight as he gets older. He may only be able to be like a, I think he can be a 225-pound athlete. He can. But that's what Kevin Durant is. But if you see Kevin Durant in the beginning of his career, got pushed off his spot all the time. I mean, like, he would try to post people up, start off at the block, and catch the ball at the three-point line. And now, when he posts up at the block, ain't no moving him.
Yeah. But also that you could, there's situations where you could be like that and just understand who you are.
Yep.
You know, Mark Eaton ended up putting on some muscle, but he understood who he was and he got four blocks a game. Like, you just, I don't know. It's going to be really, really interesting. I don't know if I could take him number one overall or number two.
Ooh, yuck.
Yeah.
You are tripping. So, but it was I don't know why I was some kind of way rooting for Oklahoma City or the Rockets to get the number one overall pick, because I want them to get a superstar. Orlando just doesn't feel like a destination that's going to cultivate greatness. I mean, like, I know that they did with Shaq and Penny, where they had the, so they have had the number one overall pick four times. They drafted Shaq, then they drafted Chris Webber, who they immediately flipped for Penny, and they drafted Dwight Howard, all number one, all fantastic picks. So maybe they can hit the lotto again for the fourth time, but it still doesn't feel like Orlando's the place that you're going to get free agents to come. And it just doesn't feel, I mean, unless they get a number one overall, a high number pick again next year, I think it's going to be hard for them to build like that.
Yeah. This has to be the best draft ever for you, because there's like only one person under 6'3 who could probably go in the first round.
Why do you think I hate I'm 6'3. Why do you think I hate 6'3 people?
I don't think you hate 6'3 people. I think you hate 6'2 and a half and below.
Oh my God, dude. Oh, and by the way, son's not allowed to marry or have a baby with anybody under 5'9". Nobody.
Okay, LeVar.
And daughters, you cannot marry anybody under 6'2". Cannot happen. I'm just saying, I'm dead ass serious though, too. I'm serious.
All right.
Now it is time for top five. Today's top five is the top five international players in NBA history, because it just so happens international players are the two best players in the NBA right now. Which is wild. First time it's ever been. You have Giannis and Luka. Giannis is the best player, but Luka is coming, rising real fast. That the best player in the league is an international player. That is mind-blowing, bro.
Can you make the argument that the number three player, back-to-back MVP, Nikola Jokic, belongs in that conversation?
Absolutely not.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So now the top five. Okay. I will go with my number five.
Can we establish your rules?
Okay.
For the top five international players, because you said ever of all time, right?
Yep.
But it sounds like you also mean if they became a citizen at any point or played for Team USA, they can't be included.
Correct. You are ineligible if you
so
have.
That probably eliminates the consensus number one.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All yes. right. So
we're I was
Hakeem.
Like,
gotcha.
Yeah, I was like, he's the GOAT, right? He's one of the 10 best players of all time, probably. And he's just been an absolute savage in his career, multiple time champion, MVP, all of those things. But he played on the dream team. So even though he grew up in Nigeria, played on their 16U team, all of that stuff, he's now in America. So I don't consider him an international player. So he is ineligible for the list. So my number five, Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic is my number five. I know his career is so premature, but the ceiling is so incredibly high. I mean, if you've seen him in person, he's a massive man. Like, he's wide, he's thick, he's, you know, like all the adjectives that would have people saying pause, and that's what she said after.
Okay.
Who's your number five?
My number five, and this is just, it's a little bit of nostalgia and it's a little bit of unfinished business, is Drazen Petrovic. He's part of the reason I fell in love with basketball. Like, he was around the time when basketball was imprinting me on me as like the best sport on earth. And he
died in a car accident.
Yeah, he died in a car accident. And he was widely regarded as the best European player of the 20th century.
Yeah.
And he was a bad, bad man, especially in international basketball. And right before he died, he started to figure out the NBA. And he was an absolute problem.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He was a huge problem. And yeah, I think he made an all-NBA. It was like third team, but
yeah,
he made an all-NBA
team.
And everybody was looking forward to seeing what he could do next. And it was cut short. So for me, knowing the trajectory he was on, I have to have him in my top five.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It would be like Luka dying in a car accident right now. You'd be like, bro, what the hell? Actually, not even that, because Luka's been better earlier. But yeah. Right. All right, my number four. I was going to put Steve Nash there, and I feel like he belongs, but he has one MVP that should have been Kobe's because they were still not embracing Kobe back at that time. So I took Steve Nash off and put Tony Parker in.
Okay. Considering Tony Parker is the one who made sure that Steve Nash never really had a title, I think that's fair. Also, because of that, you won't see me say anything positive about Tony Parker or Manu or anybody who ever played for the Spurs.
I could have slid Manu in this spot too.
Yeah, I'm a grudge holder. I also have a hard time qualifying Steve Nash here because, yes, he was born in South Africa. Yes, he's Canadian, but he played 4 years at Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Like, he upset Arizona in the 15-2, and I had already known about him for 3 years.
Yeah.
Before. Yeah. And so
he feels American,
really,
even though he's not.
It's like saying it would be like talking like Mike Myers, you know, who got famous on Saturday Night Live and then made a bunch of movies. Canadian. You know he's Canadian, but you know his parents are British, and it would be like calling Mike Myers British to me. And I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So my number four, I'm gonna throw Dirk. I'm going to throw Dirk in there because he, I think, is the best big man shooter of all time. I think that's under threat right now. But I think he's the best big man shooter of all time. And the fact that he brought a championship to Dallas, and the fact that up until last year, he made Milwaukee Bucks fans so sad. Because he was drafted by the Bucks.
Yeah, true, true.
They gave him over to Dallas, and he is the king of Dallas. He's like Aikman level.
Oh yeah,
out there.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, my number four is Dirk.
All right, my number three, Pau Gasol, the Spaniard, multiple time NBA champion, Hall of Famer. You know, I mean, Pau was super skilled. He's an absolute dog. Yeah, so he's my number three.
Since I don't have Nash on, I'm going to have to throw a two-time MVP on here. And the stuff that Jokic is doing right now, I think he's on the path to be an all-time NBA great, regardless of, you know, international or not. And so Jokic is my number three international player of all time. I think it's a treat that we get to see him play right now.
All right. Jokic, nice. That's cute. Number two. Giannis Antetokounmpo, two-time MVP, legitimate two-time MVP, should be three-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, NBA champion. I mean, the dude who goes guard mode, G-A-W-D, 40 points, 22 rebounds, expends so much energy, doesn't try to build super teams. He's the second best international player of all time.
My number two is Luka, and I think it's just because I'm fresh off of watching what he did to the Phoenix Suns.
That hurt you so deep. You put him above Dirk.
Dude. So this morning, Maurice Claret, who I'm a huge fan of as a person in the way that he's like rebuilt his life after Ohio State, the NFL, everything that happened to him. He's a great follow too on social media. And he's become one of those, like, I don't follow a lot of motivational speakers or motivational posters, because I think that people who are motivational for profit and motivational for a career, it just gets a little tired to me. I like people who live a motivational story and speak from experience. And Maurice Claret for me is that guy. He this morning he said, you can't complain and create at the same time.
That's a fact. Like,
Luca can.
All right. No, that is a fact.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, my number one, and I don't know how it wasn't your number one, Dirk Nowitzki, champion, built it out the mud in Dallas without a super team, without another superstar, beat the Miami Heat. I mean, this was incredible, and he's the best big man shooter of all time. He's fan-freaking-tastic. So I got Dirk as my number one.
My number one is somebody that I don't think anybody else on any list could stop under any circumstances, and that's Giannis Antetokounmpo. I thought about this about Kevin Durant for a long time, because I truly believe there's nobody in history that Kevin Durant couldn't put 30 on.
Yeah.
I think there's nobody in history that Giannis couldn't put 40 and 20 on.
Oh, for sure. There's nobody that would have been able to stop him at all.
I think he defensively could have actually had the recipe to frustrate Dirk's little stupid fadeaway.
Yeah, because he's long enough. And then you add in the fact he's only 27. His shot's getting better. Imagine him 3 years from now, bro.
And he should have been the MVP this year.
Yes.
In my humble opinion.
Agree. The people that we left off the list. Mark Gasol, Dikembe Mutombo, Al Horford, Rudy Gobert. Yao
Al Horford's an interesting one because not everybody realizes that
he was a savage for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a savage last week for a minute.
Pedrek Stojakovic, Joel Embiid, Detlef.
I'm a huge Yao Ming fan. Yeah. Big Yao Ming fan.
Detlef Schrempf. He's not my Vetus. He's not your Vetus. He's our Vetus.
So Arvidas was the best big man passer of my youth.
If he had gotten an NBA when he was young, boy.
Ooh, yeah, he like Ichiro, kind of.
Yeah.
Like Ichiro still got his, but like imagine if Ichiro had been here before he was 27.
Yep, and you know who we didn't mention? Tony Kukoc.
Well, because you're friends with Scotty, so why would we?
Rick Smits, Andre Kirilenko, Joel Embiid, and the greatest of all time, Ben Simmons.
I do want to give since we're mentioning as many international players as possible, I do want to give a shout out to one of the baddest combo guards to ever do it, Goran Dragic.
Okay. You know who does not count to, but technically is an international player, is Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, no, nobody really, and I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. Do you think somebody way down the list, because I guess Wiggins would be one, right?
Yep.
But did you know that Jamal Murray is Canadian?
Yes, I did know that. I did know that.
I didn't know that until really recently.
Oh, and I got a good one for you too.
Okay.
I just interviewed him on my radio show. He's a dad of a player who should have been top 75. He was the number one overall pick. His son is a multiple time champion. He is a champion. You know who I'm talking about. He was the number one overall pick. His dad is an NBA champion. He is a three-time NBA champion. His father is in the media.
Interesting.
What other? Think winning time.
Winning time, man.
Think the team involved in the show Winning Time. So that's the Los Angeles Lakers.
But the player that's a three-time champion is not foreign born.
Correct.
Interesting. Was Michael Thompson foreign born?
Yes. He was born he was from the Bahamas.
Okay. Cool. All right. I got you.
Yep. I was just in the Bahamas. So I just saw a picture of him. So that's how I knew. all right. The last thing up that we have is the NBA. The playoffs are coming up. And each year, some team has to miss the playoffs that made
NFL.
It. Yes.
The NFL.
Yes, that made it the year before. And we'll go into more detail on this in the coming shows. But we have last year, you had in the AFC, you had the Titans, Chiefs, Bills, Bengals, Raiders, Patriots, and Steelers make the playoffs. Every year, 4 to 6 new teams enter the playoffs at a minimum of 4. So, who gets kicked out in the AFC? I say the Bengals get kicked out. I say the Steelers get kicked out. And probably the Bengals get kicked out.
Okay, you said the Bengals twice, but...
Oh, sorry. The Bengals, the Steelers, and I'm going to go with the Raiders as well. They all get kicked out. And maybe the Patriots, too, so it could be all 4.
Oh, wow.
But I say the Titans, Chiefs, and Bills are locks in the playoffs.
I think as long as the Bills found an answer to run the ball, I think you're probably right there. I got to be honest, man. I don't know. It's hard to bet against Bill Belichick, but it's hard for me to see the Patriots. With all the moves that's being made within their own division, I think people are finally going to start to catch up. I think you might see the Dolphins replace the Patriots.
The problem is I don't believe in Tua on that level, and I expect the Bills to win that division. So the question is, who can replace them? Chargers are going to the playoffs.
They're probably right there. Do you really think the Bengals are going to go from almost winning a Super Bowl to not?
Yes.
The playoffs.
Yeah, it happens every single year. They're going to be like a 9-win team because Joe Burrow's good.
But you have the Steelers falling off too, and they're in the same division, so it'd be kind of hard for both.
To drop out, wouldn't because, it? Because the problem is the Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson.
Is Deshaun Watson going to be available the whole season?
No, nope. But he'll be available for at least 11 games, probably.
Do you really think that they'll keep Baker around to make him start for a month and then get
no, 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 no. Baker is going to be gone. They're going to release him soon. So I say Chargers, Browns, the Ravens with a healthy Lamar Jackson all season are going to make the playoffs. And then the Denver Broncos. So you're going to have three teams from the AFC West get in. You're going to have the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Chargers.
So that's why you have the Raiders.
Yes.
I felt like the Raiders were kind of starting to peak.
No, I don't think they're going to be bad. I just think that they have the fourth best quarterback in the division, which is going to make it tough.
Kind of like the NFC West last year with like the Seahawks just having to go through the gauntlet of Rams, Cardinals,
correct.
49ers. I feel you. Okay. Outside of the Bengals, I don't hate it. I think that you're probably barking up the right tree. I don't know what to think of the Broncos yet.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And over on the NFC,
I'm with you on the Ravens. I'm with you on the Ravens big time. I think a healthy Lamar guarantees you 8-9.
And they're not going to be devastated by injury like they were last year everywhere else on the field.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And they were still competitive.
Precisely. Now, on the NFC, you had the Packers, Buccaneers, Cowboys, Rams, Cardinals, 49ers, and Eagles all make the playoffs. I think the Eagles win the division. So that bumps the Cowboys down to a wild card. Think that they're going to be in trouble. Arizona's going to be in trouble. But I see the 49ers, Rams making the playoffs, Buccaneers making the playoffs. I would be iffy on the Packers, but when you look at the bottom of the NFC, the only teams that can replace them are like the Saints and the Vikings. Seattle's not going to be good enough. Carson Wentz is the quarterback for Washington. Ain't going to happen. The Falcons are in a rebuild. Bears aren't going to be good enough. Panthers, nope. Giants, nope. Lions, nope. So I think that there's less potential movement for teams to get out of the playoffs in the NFC. But they look like the Cowboys and the Cardinals are going to be those teams because the Eagles are going to win the division. And then I think the Saints are going to be better. And then maybe the Vikings can sneak in. So that's – and then I think the Cardinals take a massive regression this year.
I like the Eagles, but I don't trust their offense enough to outscore – opponents. I think there's going to be some games the Eagles lose that they should win.
Yeah.
I was so high on the Cowboys last year that if I back down off that, I'm going to look like a sucker. I think that they will continue to be competitive. I'm just not going to make them a Super Bowl contender the way that I did last year. Drew Brees floating that he might play football again kind of caught me off guard because my assumption was that if he plays football again, that could be in New Orleans.
It ain't going to be in New Orleans with that money they just gave Jameis, fam. It ain't happening.
Yeah. All right, man.
He better end up, he might end up in Seattle or something, which might make me rethink all of this. But he wasn't particularly great in his last year anyway, so.
Yeah.
But he is an upgrade over Drew Lock.
I think in the NFC, I think the upper tier teams are locked in.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it's going to have to do with quarterback play. I think there's room for the Cardinals, especially because I'm not as high on the 49ers as you are. But I do feel a drop off coming. I really do.
It's just hard to find spots that.
Yes.
It's hard to find teams that could replace them after even a regression.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there are like 2-3 teams in the NFC that I wonder if they're even going to get to 6 wins. Carolina's one of them. Seattle's one of them. So I think that you're right. There's not going to be a ton of drop off in the NFC, but part of it's going to be that some of the teams that were bad just stay bad.
Yep.
The one team that we did not mention that I think could make the biggest leap in either the AFC or NFC is Indianapolis. They went from Super Bowl contender to missing the playoffs and then added Matt Ryan.
That means they have a chance to make the playoffs. I think that they have a legitimate shot, but they are going to be I don't think that they're Super Bowl contenders. They are Phillip Rivers with them instead of Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is the missed the playoffs guy
in that division. If they're not competitive in that division, then they are never going to be competitive ever again.
Ever is a long time.
Who's going to have the worst record in the NFL? Carolina or Houston?
No. It's not going to be Houston. Houston's going to win 6 games this year. I'm going to go with the... I'm going to go with either the Giants or Seattle.
Okay. Look at you. I'm out here in Charlotte.
And I got a side of the Jets action, too, because I don't think the Wilson situation is going to work out.
Okay. An entire city's hopes is resting on Christian McCaffrey's ankle ligaments out here. And without them, I genuinely wonder if this team could go 0-17.
No, that legitimately could with their quarterback situation. Well, our situation is great here. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amson. Peace out. Catch you guys later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.